Saturday, January 16th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Begin with the invitatory antiphon, Come let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Psalm 95. Come let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Morning Prayer Hymn. Praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet our tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to his children in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Alleluia, alleluia, glorious in his faithfulness. Father-like he tends and spares us, well our feeble frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Alleluia, alleluia, widely yet his mercy flows. Angels help us to adore him, you behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him, join the praises of our race. Alleluia, alleluia, praise with us the God of grace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. And first Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins, and in its brightness illumine our hearts. And repeating the first antiphon, Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. In the second antiphon, The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. And the canticle is from Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 4a, 8 through 13, and 17 through 18. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord. He has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots, an army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible and renowned workers of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy you led the people you redeemed. In your strength you guided them to your holy dwelling, and you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands establish. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, the Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. And the third antiphon, O praise the Lord, all you nations. Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever. And repeating the third antiphon, O praise the Lord, all you nations. And the reading this morning is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. Be solicitous to make your call and election permanent, brothers. Surely those who do so will never be lost. On the contrary, your entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for. And the responsory, I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. You are all I desire in the land of the living, for you are my refuge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. In the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. And the Canticle of Zechariah is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our lives. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the Canticle of Zechariah antiphon, Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. And now our intercessions. Let us all praise Christ. In order to become our faithful and merciful high priest before the Father's throne, he chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer we ask him, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Son of justice, you filled us with light at your baptism. We dedicate this day to you. Let us pray, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. At every hour of the day, we give you glory. In all our deeds, we offer you praise. Let us pray, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word. Direct our lives in accordance with that word. Let us pray, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven, so that through faith, hope, and charity, we may come to enjoy the vision of your glory. Let us pray, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. And now we'll say together in the words our Savior taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray, Lord, free us from the dark night of death. Let the light of resurrection dawn within our hearts to bring us the radiance of eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.